Good morning. You're listening to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Johnny Massey, who is Vice President of Operations for the Americas for Brentons. Johnny, how you doing?
Doing good. Thanks, Kemp.
You're in the news today, and I wanted to talk to you about that. You've got a new relationship with Virginia Langley. Let's talk about that in just a minute. Just for a little background, though, Brentons, as most people know, is kind of the name in woven carpet. You're a UK-based company. Your brand is almost synonymous with Axminster, which is a construction method, right?
That's correct. A woven textile, yes.
Yeah. And the focus for your business in North America, U.S., is mostly hospitality, isn't it?
That's correct, yeah. Primarily, we're in the hospitality arena, but we also do a lot of gaming and convention centers, as well as the marine industry as well.
Yeah. And your company, very old, I think over 200 years old, was family-owned for a long time, and then over the course of this last recession, it was purchased by a private equity firm, Carlyle, right?
That's correct.
And you're based in Atlanta.
That's correct.
So let's talk a little bit about this relationship. There's a California-based designer, and her name's Virginia Langley, and you have signed an arrangement with her, and she's going to help you do some product designs. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah. We've got a new collection coming out at the end of March with Virginia, an inspirational design collection. We're really excited about it. Virginia's fairly well-known in the hospitality industry. She's worked with several manufacturers in the past, some flooring manufacturers and some wallpaper manufacturers. You know, she's a very talented designer. You know, a lot of her designs are a modern take on the traditional elements and motifs, very timeless. I think this new collection is going to be a big hit for us and hopefully inspire some of our clients to go down this road.
All right. Now, as you mentioned, she's got some experience not only in the fabric business but also in the floor covering business. Talk a little bit about how this came about with this relationship with you.
Talking to Virginia now for almost 2 years, trying to work out a deal and see where we could take this collaboration. We're about to launch a new section on our website, a trends area, which is going to not only highlight collaborations like Virginia's, but also it's going to give us an opportunity to highlight our internal design team. You know, we've got an amazing pool of design talent in-house at Brentons as well. You know, last year we released the Nove collection, which was designed 100% by our in-house designers and has been a very big success. But this new collection with Virginia, she reached out to us and presented us with some ideas of where she might see this collection going, and we thought it was a fantastic idea and kind of been nurturing that development over the past year, and these designs are ready to be thrown out to the world, so we're excited about it.
Okay, so a little more background on Virginia. In 96, she formed a company called Sky Designs, so she's been doing textile design since then. And what's the name of this collection that you're collaborating with her on?
The new collection is called Camellia Rose. This is Virginia's first venture into the Axminster market. She's done a lot of design for CYP and for print in the past. So it's a bit of a different approach from a technical design standpoint, but I think her designs are going to translate really well into the Axminster world.
And if people listen to this want to see this design, you say you're going to be putting it on your website pretty soon?
Yeah, we're aiming to launch it the end of March. Mm-hmm. Should be available then, and have, you know, brochures as well as everything online. So.
And it'll probably be on your floor at the HD Design Show in May, right?
We will have some samples there at the HD Design Show, but we've got a couple other collections that we're going to be launching then as well.
All right, well, while I've got you, let's talk a little bit about the hospitality market. Most people know that it suffered through this recession like almost every market, but in the hospitality market, it's very important for these properties to be competitive versus the guy down the street. So there's been a lot of money spent in the last year or so in renovating public spaces in these major properties, hasn't there?
That's correct, yeah. I mean, and I think it's still going on. I think 2014 is going to be a very busy year. We've seen the hospitality market across the board in the United States with a lot of activity. It's a lot of activity going on right now, a lot of projects on the go, a lot of designs being developed, you know, new inspirations being sought out, that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, most people know that a woven carpet is kind of the state of the practice, if you will. Tufting manufacturers are producing equipment there, trying to produce a machine that will give a tufted carpet to look like woven. So, I mean, it's the oldest, been out there a long time. It's a little bit more expensive. It's a, you know, more complicated process. But when you do a cost analysis, woven carpet, when you start looking at the life cycle, it actually lasts longer, doesn't it?
Absolutely right. right.
So when you look at the hospitality market, woven carpet, is it really just picked up mostly in public spaces by those 4- and 5-star properties? To talk about who uses your product mostly in hospitality.
It is the 4- and 5-star market in the public spaces and quarters, you know, your large ballrooms, your pre-function spaces, and throughout your high traffic areas, your quarters, that sort of thing. Some of your larger brands in high-end suites and that sort of thing, you'll see Axminster and Woven Wilton in those areas as well. It's a bit more luxurious product, but like you said earlier, it also has the life cycle attributes and will last longer because it's a woven product.
And when you start talking about construction, most woven Axminster products are primarily wool with some nylon. Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, the industry standard is an 80% wool, 20% nylon.
All right, Johnny. Well, I appreciate you spending time with us. Congratulations on this new relationship with Virginia Langley. Again, been talking to Johnny Massey, who's Vice President of Operations in the Americas for Brentons. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.